The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Colts. Hidden Killers investigates. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
She was 14 years old. Her name was Alyssa Wall, and she was standing in front of Warren Jeffs begging him not to do what he was about to do. Jeffs had decided she would marry her 19-year-old first cousin. Yeah, Jeff's decided this. You know what? You're going to get married to your 19-year-old first cousin, Alan Steed. She did not want to marry him. She told him so. According to her later testimony, Jeff's response was simple and absolute. Follow the prophet's counsel and God will bless you. You know, he's real convincing. This is how the guy talked. He was like, okay. Alyssa Wall was married then to Alan Steed, and by her account, she was assaulted on her wedding night. Another love story out of the FLDS. Alyssa's story is the emotional center of everything this episode is about, not because she is the only victim, there were hundreds, but because her experience distills the FLDS machine into its most essential horror. The child said no, and the system told her that her refusal was the sin. Not the man forcing himself on her, not the prophet arranging the marriage. Her resistance, her unwillingness. This is how the guy talks. Seriously, go, like, look him up. Look up Warren Jeffs and listen to his shit. It's like, it's the stuff of nightmares.
That was the problem.
Can you imagine having Michelle Duggar and Warren Jeffs in a room together?
Well, I think everybody is going to have a great time here at our pizza party, aren't they, Warren?
They're going to have a wonderful time. My goodness, look at this. All of my favorite people are here. Joseph, Josh. We're going to go over the corner and play Tiddlywinks.
I think that would be wonderful. This is going to be a great time for everybody to have. I'm going to make some Kool-Aid.
Would you make it Flavor-Aid and grape?
Obviously, that's all not real.
Or is it? I love the grape Flavor-Aid.
The question this episode answers is not what happened to Alyssa Wall. The question is, how does an entire community reach the point where a 14-year-old's plea for help is treated as disobedience against God? The answer starts with two words that have been burned into every woman and girl who ever lived inside the FLDS.
Keep sweet. We're going to keep sweet.
Keep sweet.
This is part two of our five-part series on Warren Jeffs and the FLDS. Part one traced how Jeff sees power from a schoolroom to the prophet's chair. This episode goes inside the machine he built and the lives it was designed to crush. Rulon Jeffs, Warren's father, had the phrase inscribed on the soles of his shoes. On the surface, it meant what it sounds like. Keep a smile on your face. Be pleasant. Be gentle. But inside the FLDS, particularly for women and girls, it carried much darker instruction. Do not resist. Do not complain. Do not let anyone see that something is wrong. If something happens to you that you do not want, if you are given a man you do not choose, if you are told your children now belong to someone else, keep sweet. Smile. Swallow it. I didn't mean for that one to come across like that, but that probably was part of the equation. Warren Jeffs inherited the phrase from his father and expanded into a comprehensive behavioral code. He wore the same shoes. The dress code was an extension of that control. Prairie dresses and muted colors, falling to the ankles, hair styled in a specific piled high arrangement that required hours to maintain, and no red. Jeffs declared, "It is the devil's color." No patterns that drew attention, no jewelry that was not approved. Clothing in the FLDS was not personal expression, it was a uniform of compliance. You could identify how loyal a woman was by how strictly she followed the code. And deviation was not a fashion statement. It was rebellion against God, and interpreted by the only man authorized to speak on God's behalf. Then came the information seal. Under Jeff's, television was banned, the internet was banned, unapproved books were banned, contact with the outside world was restricted to what the church permitted, which was close to pretty much nothing. Children were pulled from public schools and educated within the FLDS system, where history and science were replaced with Jeff's version of scripture. Former students have described being taught that the moon landing never happened, that God would never allow man to set foot there. They were taught that the outside world was scheduled for violent destruction, that Salt Lake City would be reduced to rubble, and that only the FLDS faithful would survive. It's amazing. Now, I know I keep making a lot of references to the Duggars because we're talking about that quite frequently right now. They were not FLDS. They were IBLP. Change the letters up a bit. But really, very similar structure, very similar type leadership, very similar way of belief, except one had a kitschy show on TLC and the others exposed on crime channels. Although now it's very much the same for both. But the same controlling structure. Don't educate the people. One guy, the leader, whoever that may be at any given time, he's the end-all be-all. He knows God like they're buddies. And you better follow what he says, because he's pretty much infallible. One has the umbrellas of protection. One has a town in the desert. When your entire understanding of reality comes from the man who controls your family, questioning him is not an act of rebellion. It is literally unimaginable. You do not have the information you would need to form the question. Even the words to describe what's going on around you, you just eliminate that from the vocabulary. And if they can't describe what's going on, and the only definition they have is, well, you're a sinner. If you're feeling any of these natural ways that this might be wrong, then that's a sin. You feeling that is wrong. And you start implementing that and ingraining it into their brains from childhood. Yeah, you get little cult members that follow you along the way until they don't. That was the world Alyssa Wall lived in. That was the world every child of the FLDS lived in. A world without outside reference point, with alternative narratives, without the ability to compare your experience to anyone else's. And all the people who saw,
is that cute? They have their own little community. Aren't they just darling? Look at the old dresses they wear.
Nobody would wake up and go, maybe this is insane. Maybe this is abuse. Maybe this is really unhealthy. Not some sort of like, you know, right. Girls grew up believing they existed to serve. Boys grew up believing they existed at the prophet's pleasure. If you could not convince or conceive of a life outside those walls, you cannot conceive of an escape. And inside that sealed environment, Warren Jeffs operated the most efficient child exploitation system in modern American religious history. At least that's been caught so far. Jeffs held sole authority to perform marriages within the FLDS. No one could marry without his personal approval. Under his rule, girls as young as 12 and 13 were given to men declared older in what the FLDS called celestial marriages, spiritual unions that carried no legal recognition in any state but were treated as absolute within the community. According to evidence later presented in court, Jeffs arranged or sanctioned the marriages of dozens of underage girls to adult men. When Texas investigators eventually gained access to the FLDS compound in 2008, they found that of the girls between the ages of 14 and 17 living there, more than one in four was either in an underage marriage or pregnant. One of Jeff's own wives is 65th. A woman named Brielle Decker later described him simply as creepy and said she would go into hiding whenever he was around to avoid being part of what happened in the temple. These marriages were not aberrations or exceptions. They were the system functioning exactly as Warren Jeffs designed it. But the child brides were only half of the equation. To understand the full scope of what Jeffs built, you have to understand the boys he threw away. You see, polygamy has a math problem. But if you don't teach math... If a small number of powerful men are each accumulating dozens of wives, the numbers do not work. There are not enough women to go around, so the FLDS solved that problem the way any system solves a supply issue. It eliminates the competition. Hundreds of teenage boys, estimates range from 400 to over 1,000, were expelled from Short Creek under Jeff's leadership. The offense that justified the removal were almost comically minor. Wearing a short-sleeved shirt, listening to music, talking to a girl... They weren't criminals. They were children whose existence was inconvenient to the marriage economy. They were dumped on roadsides in Arizona and Utah, told they would never see their families again, told they were damned, that they had lost any chance of reaching heaven. Most had no education beyond FLDS scripture, no identification documents, no understanding of how the world outside the fence actually works. Some ended up homeless, some turned to drugs or alcohol. A report from 1999 documented FLDS boys as young as 14 working as S workers in an area near downtown Phoenix. Warren Jeff's nephew, Brent, lost two brothers to the wreckage. One took his own life, another who died of an overdose. Both had been cast out. Both had carried allegations of abuse that the system refused to hear. And the rest of the country just looked and go, well, they're doing their own thing. We just let them be, their freedom of religion. The lost boys are the hidden cost of the FLDS marriage economy. Every celestial wife given to a powerful man in the community meant another teenage boy who had to disappear. Girls were kept as commodities. Boys were discarded as surplus. Both were children. Both were disposable to the machine Warren Jeffs was running. A group of lost boys eventually filed a lawsuit against Jeffs and the FLDS, and the case was partially settled with a $250,000 fund for housing assistance, education, and other support for boys who had left the church. $250,000 split among hundreds of displaced teenagers. Gee, aren't you generous? That is what the system valued them at. And then there was the third mechanism of control, wife reassignment. When a man fell out of favor with Jeffs or simply became inconvenient, Jeffs did not just excommunicate him, he dissolved his family. Wives were reassigned to new husbands. Children were handed to new fathers. The expelled man was ordered to leave the community, and because all property in Short Creek belonged to the UEP, trust controlled by Jeffs, he also lost his home. In a single declaration, a man could lose his wife, his children, his home, his community, and his standing before God. And every person who witnessed it received the same message. This is what happens when you step out of line. The case of Alicia Robach, shows how the system operated at its cruelest. Robach was originally the 23rd wife of Jeff's own father, Rulon. When Rulon died and Warren claimed the widows, Robach asked to be married to one of Warren's brothers instead. Warren permitted it, but then retaliated. He dissolved her marriage, married her to another brother, Seth Jeffs, against her explicit pleading, dissolved that marriage, changed his mind, forced it again. Throughout this cycle, she was moved repeatedly to homes with no water or electricity, trying to care for a newborn. A caretaker assigned to her children scratched their faces as a form of discipline. After Robach finally fled the FLDS with her children, she suffered hair loss, high fevers, and sepsis from the accumulated stress and deprivation. A federal court would eventually award her over $26.5 million in damages. No dollar amount replaces what was taken from her, though. If you're wondering how this continued for so long, how an entire community could watch children being married off, boys being thrown away, families being shattered at one man's world, the answer lies in something that happened more than 50 years before Warren Jeffs ever took power. And by the way, this shit's still going on. It ain't over. Go visit Short Creek. Yeah, it's like going to another planet. In 1953, Arizona authorities raided the FLDS community at Short Creek. They arrested men and separated families, and the public's backlash was enormous. Photographs of crying children being pulled from their mother's arms turned the nation against the state of Arizona. The governor who ordered the raid saw his political career destroyed. The raid was considered one of the great law enforcement disasters of the 20th century. And for the next 50 years, no government agency, state, federal, or local, wanted to touch the FLDS. They were able to weaponize the raid and make themselves the victim, just like any good narcissistic monster does. And the public was none the wiser. Warren Jeffs grew up in the shadow of that protection. He knew, because everyone in the community knew, that the government had tried once and been humiliated. That collective memory became an invisible wall around Short Creek. It told the people inside, no one is coming for you. There is no rescue. They don't want to look bad, so you're shit out of luck. And it told the people outside, the prosecutors, the social workers, the journalists, that the political risk of intervening was too high. Just leave him alone. It's not worth the fallout. Oh, but it is. Jeffs exploited that paralysis with precision. Every forced marriage, every expelled boy, every reassigned wife happened inside a community that the outside world had collectively decided was too complicated, too politically dangerous, and too legally messy to confront. The abuse did not happen because nobody knew. People knew. Reporters wrote stories. Defectors gave interviews. Lawsuits were filed. The abuse happened because everyone who had the power to stop it remembered 1953 and chose to look the other way. Ultimately, society was too stupid to recognize the abuse going on directly in front of them, and it was too icky to deal with. That's not my problem. That's yours. By the mid-2000s, the pressure from outside was finally building past the point where it could be ignored. Lost Boys were filing lawsuits. Survivors were cooperating with prosecutors. Media investigations were intensifying. Indictments were coming from Arizona, from Utah. And for the first time in FLDS history, the prophet himself was in the crosshairs. And Warren Jeffs, the man who told thousands of people that God spoke directly through him, who told women to keep sweet and children to obey without question, who built a system so airtight that his victims could not even imagine escaping, ran. He vanished. No forwarding address, no public statement, just gone. The prophet fled the flock, and the FBI started looking. The system Jeffs built was designed so perfectly that it could function in his absence. Wives stayed assigned, boys stayed expelled, families stayed broken. The information seal held. It's still going on to this day. The fear held. The machine did not need the prophet standing in the room issuing commands. It just needed everyone to believe he would be back, and they did. In part 3, the manhunt. Warren Jeffs on the FBI's Most Wanted list, a fugitive network funded by the faithful, and the traffic stop that brought one of the most wanted men in America to his knees. Press subscribe so you don't miss that. That is coming up next. If you want advanced access to it, join us on YouTube. Become a member and you'll get access to all of our videos, sometimes days, sometimes weeks before we drop them to the public. You can get access and binge away on this entire series right now on YouTube. So do check that out. Press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is, so you don't miss any of our coverage. We got a lot more to come here. Until next time, and until we continue that conversation in the comments section, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.